Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We are Baltimore positive. We're taking the show out on the road. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone, first and foremost. Raven victory this week. Whether you're eating pumpkin pie, sweet potato pie, apple pie, mincemeat pie, whatever you're into this week, lemon meringue. Do it responsibly. Have a good time this weekend with your family. Don't talk politics too much. Talk football, maybe not too much. Talk hockey a little bit. This next guy will be doing that. We'll be doing all of the above next week at Coco's on Wednesday. On Thursday, we're going to be at Gertrude's at the BMA, getting my art forward with Dan Rogers. We're going to talk about the holidays and all that good stuff. I'll have Raven scratch-offs to give away from the Maryland Lottery. Also, our friends at Jiffy Lube MultiCare are putting this out on the road, as well as Luke this week. Worked a little overtime on Monday night. This Raven schedule is a little weird. 4 o'clock this week. Then off, then all hell breaks loose with Saturday night football, Wednesday night football. Who knows? Leonard Raskin is here. I'm wearing his shirt over my undershirt because I'm not ready for the cold. I'm ready for
Coming.
Thanksgiving and all
It's
this, but I keep
coming.
forgetting how cold. Like Santa was like all dressed up because he got cold, because it's
That's
cold
it.
this time of the year,
It's
you know?
cold in November, the end of November, and now soon to be December. It's Thanksgiving. It's supposed to be cold.
Yeah,
That's what we
well,
like.
yeah,
We like. We had some snow flurries the other day. Had a beautiful snow globe when the Browns beat Pittsburgh the other night. How great was that?
you let me know when your little silver hairs have icicles on them Sunday
I love it. I
afternoon.
love
It's
it.
going to be about 32 degrees at game
I love
time.
it.
Sun's going to be setting.
I'm all
Eagles
ready.
fans drunk with the cheesesteak breath and like the
I'm
all of that.
all
With
set.
this and with that
I'm
and all
all
that.
set.
By the way, who
4:30.
puts cheese whiz on anything? A cracker, even,
All right,
let alone
so
onto
hang
a
on.
sandwich. What the
Hang
hell's
on.
wrong
Let
with
me,
these
dude,
people?
you're gonna love this. So growing up, we were really, really poor. Like really poor. That was a staple. A cheese whiz sandwich on toast was
You
delicious.
don't put that on a cheese steak, do you? You don't like it, do
Yeah, I
you?
love it. Love it.
Cheese
Love
whiz?
it. Love it. Now,
Not
what I do,
nacho cheese like we got at the ballpark
that's
with the nachos, right? Or the
now you can
bowling
do
alley.
cheese whiz. You can do a little Velveeta with the Mexican little pepper spice in there. But yeah, cheese whiz, dude. You put it on the roll first.
No,
You
no,
heat
no,
it.
no, no,
You heat
no,
it
no,
up.
no, no, no,
You put it on the
no.
roll
I
first, then
don't
you
do
put the
cheese
steak on.
food.
Then
I
you
don't
put
do
the steak on.
Limburger.
Oh
I
no,
don't.
that's
I
how
mean,
you
I
do a
need
cheese
like
steak.
I need Mont Gucci, man. My cheese nut from
No, no,
Wisconsin got to
no,
be done
no,
right, you
no,
know.
no. That's how you do the cheese steak. That's how you do
Well, it's a wrong week to talk to me about that. All right,
it.
so
Well,
look,
I'm not gonna talk about it. It doesn't really matter because we're gonna destroy them.
I've had a
And
really good
that's what
time this
matters.
week talking about Thanksgiving and things to be thankful
Nothing
for. And I
better.
know
Absolutely.
you get the family. We talk about your American dream and all
Yes,
that. But the
indeed.
one thing that it's really hit me this week, I did the tour out at Greenmount Station in Hampstead.
Yep.
Delicious crab cakes. I think you've been a part of that as well at one point. Tim Watts was my first ever Raven reporter. He did
Okay.
Luke's job when we didn't really have a job, right? It was
Right.
1998. I had just gotten the radio station. We needed to cover training camp. We had live radio. We didn't know what the hell to do
Yeah,
with it.
sure.
So we sent Tim Watts out with a Cellular One phone. And
A
all these
brick.
years later,
What a
he's a
brick.
father of three, kids in college and high school and out in Manchester Valley. And he came out last week and it forced me and Jim Harbaugh being
Yeah,
involved in the game and
sure.
all of this music. You've been seeing all the music stuff. I see
Yes,
you liking
indeed.
it out on Facebook and LinkedIn as other
Indeed.
folks are. We're digging all the Billy Joel, just all the crap I put out before the holiday. And Tim came out and it forced me to think about pictures. Not like moving pictures like beer and Rush,
Right,
but
right.
pictures, and the
Yeah.
pictures we take this time of year, and whether even if you were poor, and I know you were poor, I
Yeah.
didn't grow up with a lot.
But we got the
My parents had
camera.
a camera,
Got the
right? And
Polaroid.
right, we took it to the Kmart, we got them, the little
Got the
picture frame
flash cube.
flash. Oh my God, I'm still blind from what my
And
mother
they
would do to me.
burned the hell out of your fingers, too.
And it would sizzle. You'd hear it go.
Yeah.
Psst. Kids will never know about a Polaroid
Never.
that comes out
Never
because
know.
Instagram and like all of this.
How about the now I got the phone, but forget the phone. How about the remember the tower? The the flash tower. You take five pictures, you took it out, flipped it upside down,
Oh,
flung it
these
back in.
cubes. They were cubes,
No,
right?
it was a tower, a little skinny.
I do remember that. You would
You had to
charge it,
flip it
maybe?
over. No, you flipped it over. You took five on one shot, five on the other, and 10 pictures on your camera. You're
Well,
110. You're Kodak 110.
I don't know what to say. You know, my kid took pictures down at Secrets at the beach for several summers when he was a beach rat 20 years ago. He's now 40 years old. So it's amazing to me all these pictures through the course of my lifetime, and that we're always sort of frozen. Like I had Mark Hyman on, who's running the University of Maryland Journalism School. To him, I'm always 15. I'm 56,
Right,
but I was 15 the day I met
absolutely.
him, and it that never sort of changes. And Tim Watts is an intern to me who became a, but he was in my life for years and took all of the pictures that you see that are really good at the barn, because I know who took bad pictures in my world then, and I knew, and Tim would give me the camera, I'll get better pictures, you know. And he took these amazing pictures of me, and I found pictures of he and I together, and pictures that he had to have taken in, you know, on road trips in San Diego, Green Bay, all of these places that were, you know, we're talking 26 years ago. You
Yeah,
talk about
absolutely.
screwing your marriage up 2001. Where were you in 98, 99, and 2000? I
Oh,
was on a bus to Pittsburgh with Tim Watts, on
there you
planes to
go.
San Diego, hitting on the flight attendants, and there's evidence and there's pictures. And like, so all of these pictures, and I just thought to myself, I found them at like 4 in the morning. I had Tim coming on at
Got to
Green Mountain
go in the
Station.
Wayback Machine for
Yeah.
those.
I mean, there were pictures of draft parties from the day when Chris McCallister was drafted,
That's great.
right? Like
That's great.
all of this great, way before Kyle Bowler, way before Chris Redmond,
Absolutely.
like, I mean,
Absolutely.
before Brian Billick, right around the time Billick became coach. So we're talking about these really tender memories, and I have snapshots in my mind. I have some of the tapes. I remember all of it, and I'm little Mary Lou Henner. I remember things a little bit, but finding these pictures, what gifts they are to
Absolutely.
you. And you
Absolutely.
made this magic happen. You booked the trip with me. You went on the flight. You pissed your wife off when you got tickets and came to Whiskey Joe's down in Tampa, and you had to
It's
buy her furniture, or you know, whatever
a
that story
beautiful
is.
thing. Hey, look,
But
you go back. Yeah, I know we've talked about this. You don't watch the Manning cast on Monday nights.
I didn't watch it this week.
But just say
With Joe
they had
Buck in Detroit.
they always have Belichick on the first quarter. He's the staple now. And he might be the first half. He's on the first half. Anyway, Monday night they were talking about Jim Harbaugh, quarterback for the Colts, Ted Marchabrota, and Belichick was talking about how much he loved Ted Marchabrota back in the day. And it's just so they were showing video of Harbaugh, you know, taking off on a run. And it's just beautiful. It's just beautiful stuff. Think that's how far back, and talk about, you
Well,
know,
Belichick wearing Colts gear over at Goucher, right?
right.
There's a picture of that, right?
Absolutely. And
And
talking about being his
Ernie, of
first
course,
draft
he
pick
loved
with
to
the
tell those
Browns,
stories about going over
who he
there, and
picked for the
Hershey, and
Browns, and how the Jim and John and Jack, the Harbaugh family, and how he's, you know, how he knows all the, it was just, it's cool to hear. I mean, watching those guys talk about it's just really funny. Really
so you
funny.
don't feel like you're missing anything by not watching Buck and Aikman then, huh?
No. I mean, it depends. Sometimes they get a little silly and I want to hear what something happened that they don't talk about. And I don't remember who it was, but one of the guys came on. It might have been Sudeikis, I'm not sure, but somebody came on and said, "You do realize that what we're doing is we're watching you guys watch TV."
Right.
Kind of funny watching them watch TV and talk about it. But it is a
Who would have
great
thought
time.
that was going to be a thing? You know,
It is really
I
cool. They have some
interviewed
great
Eli
guests on.
Manning back when he was at Ole Miss, and I know they suffered a little loss this weekend. We can talk about it. But you know, if I would have said to him when he was a kid in college, and I was doing Nasty Nationwide, and I have the tape of it because
Absolutely.
it was a big deal to have him on and talk about the
Right,
Grove and all that,
sure,
right?
sure.
And we had an affiliate down there in Tupelo that loved me and flew me in, and he owned the furniture company and put me on his a jet that got me to Nashville, like crazy Nasty Nationwide
Right.
stuff back in the day when I was jet setting a little bit. If I would have said to Eli Manning, "Dude, you're going to enter the league, you're never going to be thought of as the same as your brother. Now on the Hall of Fame ballot, by the way, but you're
Right,
going to win as many Super
right.
Bowls. You're going to make all this money. And once you do that and you have a family and beautiful, you're going to do it in New York and all
And then
that.
you're going to
What are you
hang
going to do?
out,
Every Monday night, you're going to hang out and bust balls with your brother and
talking
talk to
football with
with
Hollywood
celebrities.
stars
Right, with
who
celebrities.
wanted to
Right.
be football players.
Right, correct.
I mean, what a great life, huh? I don't know. They're just, it's such a fun thing to watch.
You're very voyeuristic about them, aren't
Their
you?
comedic
Really?
timing, Peyton is just funny. I've met him. He has got a wit, a quick wit. And when somebody writes for him, he's even better because he's got the flow, he's got the timing. And when somebody's given him material, he's just superb.
Peyton.
Peyton.
Well, the look, dude, it all started when he was
Oh,
nailing the kids in the head
Saturday Night
on
Live.
Saturday Night Live. I
That's
mean,
one of the
come
best ever.
on.
That is one of the best skits they ever put on that show.
He was
Catch
better
the
at it than,
ball. I'm
let's
going to
say,
tell your
Gretzky
mother.
was. Do you remember when Gretzky went on?
No, Peyton's the best. He was the best. So funny.
Leonard
So, so
Raskin is
funny.
here. I don't
You
have
want to talk
his
about
rap mouth,
pictures?
you
Dude, you
know.
want to talk about pictures of music and old for a second? I'll
Go
give you
ahead.
one. I know you know this, but I was listening to the radio a couple of days ago. I don't know where I heard it, but this summer, Meriwether, Rod Stewart,
Cheap Trick.
Cheap Trick. That is a twosome I would not have put together.
They played 2 years ago
That,
together.
I can't see that stage show together. Rod Stewart and Cheap Trick.
They've been touring for a
That's
couple of years,
insane
correct.
to me. That is, but not only that, but that is old to me.
So
That
you get Tonight's the Night and you get Tonight It's You. You get them both, right?
Oh, Rod Stewart. I can't even believe he's still around. And Cheap Trick.
I love you,
It's
honey. What can I say?
just unbelievable. Anyway,
Leonard
back to
Raskin is here. He is
football.
Raskin Global. You can find him out on the website. It's Thanksgiving. We'll get to desserts. We'll get to all of that. We'll get to the
Amen.
Eagles in a minute, but on the Chargers thing and on the
Yes.
game, and I know you want to
Yes.
talk Ovechkin too.
Ooh.
Just everything with the league, whether it's Justin Tucker's too old, John Harbaugh can't coach, Lamar was no good last week, what happened to Derrick Henry? They're
They did
not
it
running. They're
all.
going to have penalties into perpetuity.
That
The
they're still
defense
doing.
stinks. You
That
know,
they're still
like
doing.
all of these storylines that bake, they get a little shorter on a 6-day work week or almost a
Right.
5-day work
Right.
week, really.
They got to have something to talk about.
But coming off the game after Harbaugh and Jim and
Yes.
John and
Yes.
Jack
Doug and Lovin.
Ryan and all that went on, right?
Yep.
The game itself and where the Ravens are and where their ceiling is, right?
Yep.
And without Roquan Smith, but where their ceiling is,
Played a
I
good
don't think
game.
that they were the worst defense in the world when they're 32nd. They're playing that way. I don't think their offense is going to have penalties 12 deep, 200
Oh
yards
man,
deep every
9 for 100 on Monday night. That's still a lot.
But it
But
is indicative of what get you blown up.
some of them were ugly. Some of them were just, I can't believe they
Well,
called
first and
those things.
25 with the Ricard thing, right?
Yeah, did you think he did that?
Yes.
You
And
think
by
it
the
was
way,
intentional?
I don't hear any complaining from anybody when they threw a flag on PI and got together and picked it up at the
Yeah, I get it.
5-yard
That
line.
was a good, that was the right thing because that was garbage. But my God, they had what, 3 or 4 PIs in a row on that last drive that let them score. They're gonna, it's gonna, it obviously has cost them. It cost them against Pittsburgh. They got to clean this up. I mean, I saw Ricard go down. I saw him roll over, and I'm thinking, there's a big man rolling over. Did he really kick the guy? I guess he really kicked the guy. I don't know. Maybe I'm a homer and didn't think he kicked the guy. I thought he just, big guy rolled over.
That's a weird call,
It was a
right?
weird
Like
call.
leg whip Harbaugh's hand.
Yeah,
Leg whip.
that's
What, you know, what are we
what
doing
the
out there?
heck is that?
But if
But
it
they had
looks
too
like it
many.
is, it is.
They still had too many holding and PI and getting behind a chains. The good news is they were able to overcome it against the Chargers. They played, look, we talked about it so many times. We got Derrick Henry because last year, championship game, Kansas City, we forgot how to run. Last week, Pittsburgh, we forgot how to run. So come back and go out to LA and remember that Derrick Henry and Lamar know how to run. And Justice Hill knows how to run. And they ran the ball 200 some yards. 140 some for Henry, you're going to win the game. I told you, I have friends in Nashville. You do as well, I know. They text me after every game. That's Derek. Last week they texted me, 13 carries. Are you kidding?
Well, Luke really
Got to
gets
give
into
the
the
man the ball.
spacing. You know, we
Got to
talk about
give him the ball.
how much space he has when he gets the ball, right? And the difference between he and Lamar on the right side, left side. And just if you ever slow it down, and I do sometimes with my wife on a wipeout play, and I mean a wipeout play that's anything that's a 20 to 40 yard run for the Ravens or for anyone. Especially in this RPO kind of, even in college football, when there's a real breakdown in the running game and that kind of space, and it doesn't need to be somebody special like Derrick Henry. It could be somebody like Keaton Mitchell who has
Yeah,
speed, right?
sure.
Whatever hits the edge, when you see the hips of the linebackers and the safeties that are up on the line of scrimmage to move toward Lamar or whomever they think has the ball, wherever they think. Because you have to guess, it's Lamar
It's
and
hard, and
player
he's
X.
good
Pick
at it. He's
whoever you
really
want.
good
It
at
could be
hiding
Zay
it.
Flowers coming around the
That's right.
backside
Really good at
and
hiding it.
Derrick Henry going this way and Lamar up the middle. And now, besides defecating in your pants, what are you going to do? And I don't mean the lineman trying to figure out if it's a run or a pass, and just trying to make their way up the field post-snap. One Mississippi, two Mississippi. I'm talking about sleight of hand when the ball's in the crease and the pivot point. Where are you committing your eyes? Where are you committing your hips? And the kind of speed you're going to need or the kind of power you're going to need to get to the edge. And the movement of Lamar that cannot be replicated. And Luke and I talked about this at length. And I'm a guy that sat with Marvin Lewis back during your Whiskey Joe's week in Super Bowl. And Marvin's like, this don't know how fast we are. They don't
That's
realize
right.
how
That's
fast.
right.
Tiki Barber has no idea how fast we're going to get up on him. And I think with Lamar, I mean, just how he
Nobody.
stood at the
And you
one-yard
know,
line
and
after
stopped.
being over-pursued.
And stopped.
And Luke
Cold.
shared that that's the same play that he did in high school.
Yeah, right.
There's
Right.
a
I
high
saw it. They
school
showed it.
video of him
They
doing
showed it.
that.
They showed it.
And I'm saying to
I don't
myself,
know how they have that ready like that, but they
well, because
do.
they
They
have a
had it. Right,
real
'cause they're
Lamar High
amazing.
School video,
They're
boom, you know.
amazing. And there it was. You're exactly right. The dude stopped on a dime and just like laughed
And
as
who
he
else is
walked in.
doing that?
Well, you know, it's amazing because no matter what channel they're on, no matter who you're listening to, who I'm listening to, nobody has seen anything like this guy. Announcers, coaches, across the league players. It's just stunning to see him play. We talk about it. When we've talked about hockey, we've talked about Gretzky, we've talked about Ovechkin, talked about seeing Michael Jordan. You just got to marvel at the talent that this 1/10 of 1/10 of 1%, you know, this 100th of 1% person has, and that nobody has seen and nobody can figure out. It's unreal to watch, and it's amazing
Well, I think of
to
how
see.
many times we've now seen him do something that we've never seen anybody else ever do once, and we've seen him do it multiple times. And I would put that, and I'm 56 years old, Leonard, so I'm really trying to think of things, Jim Abbott, right? Like, really, like, I've never, the way Tony Gwynn never struck out, Michael Jordan, the uncanniness of winning in big moments.
Absolutely.
And Tom Brady, no matter what uniform you put on him, right?
Absolutely.
Like he did it in Tampa with his and urine. And, you know, like I would say for Lamar, the championship thing aside and all of that and
Yeah,
everything
that's
after
got
Derrick,
to happen.
because I would say Randall Cunningham did things that I had never seen anybody do 35 years ago. And I brought that up because the Eagles were in town. And I said to Luke, you know, it's hard for you to fathom me being an Eagles season ticket holder, but I was for years. And I have all the, I'm going to grab the ticket stubs this weekend, have some fun with it, and put them out. But I would say for Lamar, the Saquon Barkley play a couple of weeks ago, the
Jumping
leaping
over the
thing.
guy backwards.
And there was a thing about Odell Beckham's big play was 10 years ago now.
Isn't that
That one,
amazing?
we were in New
Amazing.
Orleans that night. I was with Luke and we were running because the Ravens played in New Orleans the next night. And
Amazing.
we were in a bar watching that. And I'm like,
What
what
did he
was that? You
do?
know? So years later, when things like that, Lamar is not just capable of doing that. In the same way Justin Tucker hitting that kick in Detroit,
Right.
like things you've never seen happen.
Exactly.
But with Lamar, it's
Over and over and
he's done
over.
five things a season, every
Yep.
season,
Yep.
that's been really, really uncannily
Just
unreplicable,
can't.
whether
That's
you're
right. That's right.
comparing him to the we compare comps in real estate and whatnot. You can compare him to Michael Vick or compare him to any Walter Payton. Pick a running back. Pick anybody
Right.
exciting.
But he's
There's not
doing it
Billy White
from,
Shoes Johnson. There's
they said
nothing
he
like this.
couldn't pass. Couldn't be a pocket quarterback. He's throwing bombs, throwing dimes all over the place. He misses a few, but throwing the ball all over the place. It's unbelievable to watch. It's a pleasure. As we were saying,
Even if it's going to be cold on Sunday,
it'll be
and you're
cold.
going to be
That's okay.
surrounded by Eagles fans.
That no, I don't know about that. Unless I sell some tickets. Maybe I'll be surrounded by Eagles fans.
Everyone will be surrounded by it's Sunday in Baltimore.
Yeah.
Hey, and they're good.
That's
And
okay. It's going to be a
this
good
is
game. Should be a
this.
really good game.
Hey, when you're a good team and you face good
And you're
teams this time
close
of
and you
year,
travel, this is going to be a fabulous game. Should be a fabulous game.
the $350 to get in.
There you
It's a
go.
tough, tough ticket. Tough,
There
tough
you
ticket,
go.
Leonard.
Well,
Leonard, well, thankful and Thanksgiving. Run me through for
absolutely.
you because I'm, and I know you're, Ovechkin. You're thankful for watched him, and now he's got this
Oh, and
injury and a minute.
now
You shouldn't have brought it up 2 weeks ago.
I
You
know.
brought
Well,
up
did
like
you?
records and how it's going to
Dude, did
happen
you
this
know
year,
this?
and
If this is true, I can't believe this is true. I didn't do the research yet. You probably know this as a fact. November 18th, the date Joe Theismann's leg was blown up, the date, what's his name? Redskin quarterback, help me.
Theismann, what you're talking about with Lawrence Taylor.
No, right. Theismann's leg was blown up.
Okay, that's the
And then
Redskin.
the more recent Redskin
Oh,
quarterback.
RG3.
No.
No?
More recent. Oh God, why can't I think of his
Okay,
name?
move on.
Smith. He's an annou is he an announcer now? He's doing commentary.
RG3,
No,
Rob.
the other guy whose leg was blown out.
Alex
Alex
Smith. Yes,
Smith.
I'm sorry. I'm losing my. Okay.
Alex Smith, Theismann, and Ovechkin. All on November 18th.
Yeah, I guess I didn't see that on my Washington sports feed.
That's a bad day. If
Well,
that's true, they should be canceling games for Washington on that day.
I don't have any love lost for Washington at this point. I'm getting a
Yeah, but
little.
I still don't want guys blowing their legs up. But Ovechkin, so he's leading the league in goals. He's on his way to take out Gretzky's record. We're talking about it. And sure enough, last week, innocent play skating across the rink, and a guy like knees him in the calf and breaks his leg. He skates over, skates around to try it a little bit, goes off, doesn't come back. They're on the road, doesn't come back. Next day, MRIs, and he's got a fractured whatever, some
Ugh.
bone in his leg. 4 to 6 weeks. Out.
That's a not a happy Thanksgiving, you know.
No, that's not a happy Thanksgiving. And who
It is
knows?
amazing. It's uncanny how he stayed healthy,
Oh my
right?
God, he has
Like, I mean, in
missed.
order to
He
have
will
this sort of
miss.
book of records that
I
you
think he
have,
will
that kind of
miss more
longevity, yeah.
games. He will miss more games because of this than he has in his career. That's ridiculous. As
Russian
a
machine
Bull
never
hockey
breaks.
player, right? Exactly right. So he's going to be down for a while, and then he's going to come back, and they'll have apparently, I don't know, 30, 40 games left in the season to attempt to
Get back
break
on the road to
Gretzky's
doing this,
record.
right?
Yeah,
Yeah.
to scoring goals. They're in second place. He's leading the league in scoring and goal scoring. And who knows what happens now? The Russian machine
Yeah, I
has
mean,
broken.
his story is still being written, right? Like,
Absolutely. Absolutely.
and that would be true for LeBron and his kid, and for
That's bizarre.
anyone
Does
you
this kid have a
perceive.
point? Does this kid have a point?
I mean,
They're the highest scoring father-son team in the NBA history.
this is, for me, I watched the Ken
I
Griffey
think.
thing, right?
Right.
And I saw the Rock, the Tim Raines thing
Yep.
happen,
Yep.
at various points. I'm
Did the
watching
Griffies go
Dion.
back to back? The Griffies go back to back. one time?
They played in the
No, I
same.
mean home runs back to back. Did they ever go back to back?
I don't know.
I think I remember that somewhere. I think I
The
do.
weird thing for me is I loved Ken Griffey Sr. He was
Yeah,
my
great
favorite.
ball
I
player.
voted for him in 1977, 78 on the All-Star when I popped the little things at him at
Yep,
Memorial Stadium,
yep.
little
Hanging chads, the little
hanging
hanging
chads,
chads.
hanging chads. That's something. Hanging
That's a
chads.
different thing.
Leonard Raskin is here. It is the American dream. Have you come to grips with what pie is the correct pie for you for
Apple.
Thanksgiving? It's your
Apple.
apple.
I'm
I'm
apple.
surrounded by apple pie, you good
The wife
Americans.
is baking pumpkin and pecan as we speak. She's getting ready for that, and my sister does the apple.
All right, so I'm going to let you in on something here. I think you know this about my wife because you're, by the
Yep.
way, Leonard Raskin handles the American dream. So my wife's been through some ish, right? I
Yes,
mean,
yes.
with cancer and
Right.
9/11 and her being really an American hero and
Yep.
going down and being a part of trying to put New York back together. She got cancer. We learned later in life, like all this stuff. So she's like bucket listing some things with her family
Sure.
to do with her financial wealth. That she's put money
Yep,
away,
yep.
through the course of her 35 years of being employed. And her dad's getting a little older, but certainly healthy. Her sister, not as healthy, but doing well enough that they can go do anything they want to do. And they're researching different things. They're researching river cruise in Germany. They're researching
Okay.
Australia, where money is going, the American dollar strong
Yep,
in
yep.
Canada, in Australia, in South America. I'm researching South America because I think going to Bogota and Lima and some places like that would be where I would want to
Cool.
go. And I'm a cheapskate to begin with, so when
Right.
money goes a long way, I'm
It's
like,
good. It's
yeah,
good
sign me
stuff.
up for the $2,000 week in South America. That's better than the boat cruise in the Mayan Riviera. I'm not that thing.
Sure. Sure.
So, because I've done all these things, I've been to the greatest
Right.
places.
Right.
I've been very fortunate. So my bucket list is smaller and much more affordable. Like the Northern Lights was, now that that was done, I told you it saved me 10, 20 grand minimum,
Absolutely.
minimum, right?
Absolutely.
So my wife, her thing during the holidays, the last few years, she doesn't spend, she's not Gucci in
Right,
certain ways,
right.
although she's going all out making this homemade green bean casserole. So
There you
fresh green
go.
beans. No, she went and bought mushrooms that she's going to shred and make the
Beautiful.
fresh mushroom soup
Beautiful.
that the green
Sounds
beans are going to live in. And
good
I'm
to me.
like, I would have gone Campbell's, but hey, right?
Right, sounds good to
So
me.
here's where she is different. She's been doing this thing every year with her sister as
Right.
a girl bonding thing at this flower place up in Vermont, right? Like
Okay.
it's this Gucci, and they take classes every Christmas week. They
Yep.
drive up, they do this thing, and they learn how to make bleh, whether it's
Right.
bread, muffins, the Queen of Mons, whatever.
Whatever.
About 3 years ago, she, during the plague, I think,
Yeah.
masks on, the whole
Yep.
deal,
Yep.
they went up and she learned how to make pie.
Yeah.
All right. So she brought home this apple pie that she made, like pick the apples out, skin
Yep.
the apples, did
Yep.
them boiled the bit, 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 boom, apple pie, brought it home. Dude, it was the greatest thing I've ever. I mean, like, I like me
Hot
some
with
pumpkin and
some
this and that, so I'm
vanilla ice
not.
cream on the top.
No, I'm going to upsell you in this with Wise Markets, one of our sponsors here. So, because we're talking Thanksgiving and it's important with Leonard Raskin. So, she brings home this apple pie, and I knew about this thing because Wise Markets told me you
Yeah.
want the cinnamon ice cream
There
at
you
Wise
go.
Markets
There you
because
go.
it goes with all it
Sure.
alamodes. Anything you think you want vanilla ice cream, it's not a bad idea. Get the vanilla bean,
Right.
it's delicious.
Right.
Get the sin this time of year. Get yourself a gallon, half gallon with $3.19 of the cinnamon Wise
Three
Markets ice cream. Bring
nineteen,
it
where are
home.
you living?
It's $3.19 in Wise Markets.
Still?
You ain't shop. You tell Kathy, all right? Just tell her to go get
I
it
think it's
in Wise.
5.19.
It's
But go ahead.
$2.99 with two. Sometimes it's $2.79 with the
All
Wise
right.
Rewards,
All right.
and the
Go
ham
ahead.
comes free. Sauerkraut,
There
kielbasa.
you
I'm doing
go.
it all. It's Thanksgiving. I'm
I
being
get
honest with you.
it. I get it.
So she makes this pie 3 years ago, and it's the greatest. I mean, it's with Rodney at Dangerous Delicious. I'll put her pie up against that any day.
There you go.
So 3 years later, this week, she's gone all out. Okay. I mean, we're trapped at home. It's going to be cold as hell. We're going to eat
Right.
leftovers. I'm working on building the bigger, better Baltimore Positive, as you're aware of, because I like to pay my bills
Yep,
too.
yep.
She says to me, I'm going to make a pie. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that. Yeah. Let me go to Pennsylvania Dutch. Let me just go to
Right.
Wyatt. I mean, you know,
Go to the
I'll just get a
market.
little pumpkin. It's just the two of us.
Right.
We're gonna have this much turkey, and
Go
we're
to
gonna
the
have
market.
stuffing, and we're gonna have this much because it's just us and my kid and his wife, and like
Right.
she got a 20-pound turkey. I mean, it's two of us, right? So I'm like, she's like, well, I'm gonna make a sweet potato pie. And I'm
There you go.
like, well, see, you're like, there you go. And I'm like,
All right, I'm in.
My wife works hard. Like, you know this,
That's
right? My wife's
okay.
in it. Like,
That's
and
all
I'm
right.
like, you don't need to be in the kitchen
She wants
doing.
to.
She wants to.
That has
She
nothing to
wants
do with
to.
having to. That's
She's
right.
like, no. I mean, I went to school to make a pie and I haven't made a pie.
That's
And like,
exactly
I want to
right.
make a sweet potato
Want
pie.
to. That's what
And
it's
I'm
all
like, you know
about.
what? If there's leftover sweet potato pie on Sunday when I'm watching the Ravens and it's 12 degrees out and you're freezing your ass off out there with all those cheesesteak eaters and pretzel throwers, and I'm eating a delicious homemade sweet potato
Think
pie.
about me.
But this is where you're talking to me. Anybody can afford to do this. It's not all
That's
that
right.
expensive.
No,
10,
it's
12 bucks, you could probably make a sweet potato pie, right?
absolutely,
So, but it's the
absolutely.
best things in life are not
Hey,
necessarily. We did the cruise in to
no, it's
Tahiti
the
and
it's
Bora
that
Bora.
stuff.
We did that, you know,
Hey, we
but
talked to the
sh
boy, the other night, a little FaceTime with the boy, and he's doing Friendsgiving on Friday at his place. He's having about a dozen people or so over in Dublin.
in Ireland, in
A
Ireland.
bunch of Americans, and one of the gals is bringing the turkey, and he's making his mother's sweet potato casserole, which is to die for,
So I'm figuring, like, here's what I
and
would say about
corn
your kid.
pudding.
Can he cook or can he not cook? And
He
I'm
can
thinking,
cook.
he's a
He can
doctorate
cook.
student. If you hand him
He
directions,
can
I'm
cook.
thinking he can figure out sweet potatoes,
The
but
problem is sometimes finding the ingredients.
finding a potato in Ireland.
Right. Shouldn't be a problem, right? Shouldn't be a problem to find a sweet potato in Ireland. That
And a
shouldn't be
Guinness
a
to go with
problem.
it.
That's right. So he's doing the whole thing Friday evening. He's having a bunch of people and they're doing the whole thing, and that's what it's about. That's what it's about. Hanging out with a dozen friends from the United States that all have class. Because you know what? On Thursday in Ireland, you know
It's
what that is?
Thursday. It's
It's
Thursday.
Thursday. That's
It's
right.
Thursday.
They don't
It's the
care.
eighth.
So he's got class on Thursday till 7 at night. Now, they do have a what's called the Global Room, which is where they hold events for students from all over the world. You go there on your holidays, whatever, and the school does things. But Thanksgiving dinner is 5 to 7 on Thursday, and he's in class.
So
So
I'm looking up the
he's
top
doing
holidays in
Friday.
Ireland to
Doing
figure out
Friday.
when he's going to get even. St. Bridget's Day is
There you go.
February 1st. He's going to get that. St. Patrick's Day, I think they made that one up. So,
Right.
and obviously in Ireland, you know, I mean, of the faith, right? Easter, Christmas, he's
Yeah,
getting all those, right?
sure.
All the normal ones. Oh, there's a St. Stephen's Day is
Yes,
the day after
absolutely.
Christmas. So he's
Yes.
going to get St.
But he'll be
Stephen's
here.
Day.
He'll be here for that.
Oh, he's gonna
But
get ripped off of that one? Come
no,
on, man.
he's gonna be home. He'd be home in the burbs for that one.
There's
He
nothing like celebrating a national holiday in a different country where you
absolutely.
have no clue what's going on,
Right.
right?
Well,
Like,
we did a couple of years ago. We did July 4th, and we were in Normandy. We were
ooh.
in France. And so we hung out for Bastille Day, which was, July 14th, and celebrated with them on July 14th because we didn't have any fireworks on the 4th.
I mean, I sometimes you don't even know what
Just
to
another day.
celebrate, and you're just
It's
there,
just
and you're
another
like,
day.
it's a thing, you know.
They got fireworks. That's cool.
I mean, I wound up like in the North End in Boston the weekend that they do the Irish Catholic. They carry the casket around and they
There you
do the
go.
whole thing, and I'm like, hey man, bring me more pasta, you know.
Party.
So
It's a party.
if it's
I'm
a party,
here.
hey, I'm down for it, you know.
I'm
I
ready
mean,
for a party.
hey,
Absolutely.
absolutely, let's eat, let's be merry, let's watch football, Let's root against the Steelers.
Amen.
Let's root against the Eagles.
Amen.
Leonard Raskin is always out there doing the American dream. His boys over in Ireland doing the American dream. And my wife's simple American dream is just
Sweet
to make a sweet
potato
potato
pie.
pie. So
Fantastic.
I have a feeling it's going to be the greatest sweet potato pie I've ever had in my
There
life.
you
I
go.
hope everybody has just a fantastic, delectable, enjoyable, peaceful, beautiful Thanksgiving, and eat leftovers and do all that stuff. We're going to be here at Baltimore Positive. I'm unearthing some of the music classics that have never been unearthed before this week. So you'll be hearing those this week. Luke's going to be running around. All of it brought to you by our friends at Jiffy Lube. And then if there's not enough turkey leftovers, eggnog season begins. Official eggnog happens with Marcella at Coco's on Wednesday. We'll be
There we
giving
go.
away a Raven scratch-offs, courtesy of our friends at the Maryland Lottery, also our friends at Jiffy Lube Multi Care. He is Leonard. Find his work at Raskin Global, Raskin Global, also at BaltimorePositive.com. Stay with us.